KX93.5, we're Laguna's only FM. We're very proud to support the community, especially our partner nonprofits. And one of those is the Boys and Girls Clubs of Laguna Beach. And we have in studio now Paula Hornbuckle. She is now the president of all the Boys and Girls Clubs in Orange County.
Yes.
So congratulations.
Well,
that's
thank
really
you,
cool.
Tyler.
Nice to have you back. And Celeste McCarthy is the chair of this year's Girls Night Out event. So welcome, Celeste.
Thank you, Tyler.
You're welcome. So yeah, this happens every year, Girls Night Out, which is officially a month away, where in fact, I should mention, I was the only boy allowed at last year.
You were.
Did you, can you believe that, Jason? I'm that special.
No, you're just pretty.
It's a question of testosterone.
I did my eyelashes. It was an awesome night. So it's beautiful. I mean, if you're a woman and you have our privilege to go to this fundraiser, it's such a spectacular night. So would you like to tell us about this year's festivities?
Yeah, we would love to. We hope all of our local community, all the ladies, can come out and join us. Like Tyler said, it's a month away today. So September 28th, 6 to 10, and come join us at the incredible oceanfront luxury.
We call it Girls Rock Rockledge because it's on Rockledge Street, and it's at the Wilson's beautiful home,
right,
as it has been for the last 9 years. So this is the 9th annual, and we hope to do a spectacular 10th annual there next year.
Cool.
Maybe the theme will be diamonds. We're not
hopefully
quite sure.
Isn't the theme always diamonds? The
there's a point, few. Point well taken, Tyler. The theme is always diamonds.
This is your 9th annual.
Is our 9th annual, yes. This is our 9th year.
So what I'm fascinated, obviously, as somebody who's not allowed to go to this event, what goes on behind these closed doors?
Well, now that's a trade secret.
That is.
Really?
Yeah.
You're going to leave me with my fantasy?
Yes.
Right.
actually, what it is, it's kind of a night for all the ladies, whether you're a mom or not a mom. The kids have all gone back to school.
Yeah.
It's an opportunity for you to get together with your friends, have martinis, have good food, bid on some great auction items.
Talk about boys.
little pampering, little, you know, there's a little pampering house. So there's some eyebrows and, you know, just girl stuff.
Yeah. Really
fantastic. Girl stuff.
It's the kind of thing that would never work for men. If we had a men's night out,
no.
It would be really dreary.
We talked about it. Yeah. We want to do like a cigar poker men's night out.
We don't care.
We don't want to go.
Oh, come on. You're better at girls night out.
Yeah, you should have a viewing gallery.
Oh, that
so the men can sit upstairs.
Okay, how much could we charge for that?
Oh,
it all goes for our charity.
Get them all set up. Then we just have a cigar if you like, whatever.
Yeah. Just my presence last year got looked at very strangely by Holly, the owner of the house, because before I was walking around getting my bearings, I'd never been there before, and I just wanted to see it. And I remember passing her on the stairs right before it started, and she kind of triple-taked. She was like, "Who's that? Wait, who's that?"
That's a wolf.
And I was like, and I just kind of scooted out of there.
Anything goes anymore, so it's all good.
But yeah, it's pretty spectacular. So, what are some of the diamonds and auction prizes and stuff you have this year?
So Celeste, you want to talk about our opportunity?
I would love to.
Yeah.
A huge thank you to Winston Crown Jewelers for another amazing donation. You mentioned diamonds, and this year it's actually extra special. We have a ladies' rose gold diamond sapphire and pink earrings. They're phenomenal.
Their value is $10,000. So, and that's for an opportunity drawing. That's a first. And then we have a second, which is a string of pearls valued at $2,500, and then a pair of earrings valued at $950. So buy your opportunity ticket.
Yes. And the pink earrings are quite a statement piece. So I'm hoping to.
Jeans or dresses? That's what I say with diamonds.
Yes.
Jeans or dresses.
They go with everything.
They look good with jeans.
They do, right?
Cool. Yeah. That's a cool juxtaposition. Right there, it's great because it's kind of that shabby chic thing.
Yes.
Yep.
Very sexy. Good for you.
Yeah. Brilliant. And then we have some trips and we have some amazing trips and we have the Sonoma Valley house for three or four nights.
And then Go Rentals provided a Escalade. So you arrive there and you have your car.
And it sleeps 10. So.
Is everyone a winner? Is there like a swag bag?
There is a swag bag. And the swag bag is donated by Starfish, who's another one of our community partners, which are fantastic. They have little wine slots. They're insulated. You know, just going for the swag bag alone is kind of worth it.
Yeah.
Of course, the ladies' event is so much better than any regular fundraiser.
Yeah.
It makes me jealous.
Yeah.
It should.
But that's why you put me on the bricks last year, but I didn't really get to go inside. So I'm still jealous.
Well, you can come this year if you like, Tyler.
Really?
Of course.
Thank you. I'm going to do my nails.
Yeah. We can do them for you there in the house of pampering.
There
yeah.
you go.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, he's got the hormones for the job.
And then, so September 28th, where can people go to get tickets and all that stuff?
Yeah, you can go to just Google Laguna Beach Boys and Girls Club and go right online, and you can buy your tickets online. You don't have to call. You can call if you like. Pretty readily available. Go to Facebook website. There's a link up on the website. Like us on Facebook, Boys and Girls Club of Laguna Beach.
BCLagunaBeach.org. BCLagunaBeach.org.
Yeah.
And then what does, if anything, the money raised at this specifically go toward, and then maybe transition into Boys and Girls Club development in general this year?
Yeah, so it's not specifically earmarked for anything.
Okay.
It's general programming, which is what we always need unrestricted money for. We have money that is given to us through endowment, et cetera, that is restricted for certain things, which we are happy to take and use to our donors' satisfaction. But this money is general fund money. So if we need a development associate, perhaps we can hire one. Or if we need a behavioral specialist, we can fund that position.
Right.
We can bring in kids. We scholarship a lot of our children who can't afford to pay the monthly fee. So we scholarship those children. So we use a lot of, this is what we do all of our fundraisers for. They're general running day-to-day operations of the club. And generally that means salaries and kids, kids who can't afford to pay their fees.
Right.
And Paula and I are both honored to be part of the board as well. And the board of directors is very active in making sure all the funds go to the kids and to the best benefit of the kids.
Yeah,
we're hyperactive actually about it. We are so blessed to have a very, very great, smart, functioning board of directors who make sure that money is spent wisely.
Well, you're clearly enthusiastic about this whole thing, and it's brilliant to see because the next gen is they're precious. You talk about diamonds, but these kids are precious next generation, around here, and it's so important.
And
important for a non-profit to have that slush fund. As you were saying, it kind of lit a light in my head. I was like, oh, yeah, that is very important. You never know
what's going to... We should get one of those.
Yes, you should. I owe you my donation, Tyler.
Do you?
I do.
All right, well.
Yeah.
Okay, well
I didn't bring... I walk,
I know.
So.
I feel like I need to give one, too.
Yeah.
Thank you. You're both officially members.
I haven't paid mine either yet. But just to have that extra money to... Just in case something comes along or you go, we really need a blah, 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 or we need to fix a doo-da-da or whatever it is, You really need to have that. It keeps you able to just do your jobs and not panic about money all year.
Well, to your point, we lost a position this year, and the rehiring of that same position cost us a significant amount more based on the economy right now. So we're in a very fortunate position in that we're raising money. So we had a little bit of a slush fund to put towards that position. So it didn't put us in the red.
I'm delighted that you're properly funded. It's one of the sort of most important organizations in Laguna. The date again is September 28th, and people can find tickets to the 9th annual Girls Night Out at bclagunabeach.org.
Great. Yep. Anything else you girls want to add?
Just that we're always looking for board members. So if you're interested in joining the board of directors, let us know.
Awesome. Celeste, Paula, thank you very much.